Let's talk about this guy right here. Round 6, pick 181, Chargers select Kamani Vidal. Man, I think we got a really, really good one with Kamani. I think he's going to add a lot to this team. So let's just talk a little bit more about him and what we're getting out of Kamani Vidal for the Chargers. So let's get into it. Bolt Bros, let's go.
Bolt Bros!
Once again, guys, James from Bolt Bros here. Appreciate all the support and love. Once again, like this video, subscribe to this channel if you've not. Also want to hear a little bit about Kamani Vidal, what you think we got with him in this 2024 draft. Put some comments below, let me know. So once again, Kamani Vidal, round 6, pick 181. Man, you know, the more I'm watching Kamani and watching his highlights, the more I feel like maybe I'm just kind of correlating with the Ravens all the time and past players and current players and everything too. Hey, it's been a theme with this team, correct? But the more I watch him, the more I kind of get shades of Ray Rice. Kind of reminds me of that same style, ironically, about the same size, same build, and also about the same speed. He's got that very, very similar style of physical, but yet understands when the hole's open, go. He's able to run through and understand gaps in the line. Great, excellent speed right from the get-go. Awesome player all around. The big thing about Kamani, too, is that he actually balled out quite a bit at Troy. At Troy, he basically established himself as a cornerstone of the football program, becoming an all-time career rushing leader with 4,010 yards over 4 seasons. So essentially 1,000 yards every single season at Troy. In 2023, 781 carries, 33 touchdowns, and also 1,661 rushing yards on 297 attempts, and scored 14 touchdowns. So he killed it in 2023. So 1,661 rushing yards on 297 attempts, 14 touchdowns. Phenomenal. Also, on top of that, in the Sun Belt Championship game, he had 5 touchdowns with 233 yards. Wow. And even scored twice in 6 seconds span of a monster fourth quarter with the team. This guy has a nose to be able to get into the end zone. He has the ability to be able to be a great 1,000-yard type back for this team. Really, really awesome. On top of that, in his career, he basically, in college, he had 700 receiving yards on 92 catches too. So that is awesome. This guy has multiverse ability to be able to be a pass catcher and also the ability to be a rusher. Gotta love seeing that, guys. This guy honestly has great attributes as a rusher and a pass catcher. He gives us that more flexibility because you think about J.K. Scott, Gus Edwards, they're a little bit more of just pure rushers. I'm not saying J.K. Scott can't catch the ball or Gus Edwards can't, but I feel like this is going to be that good change of pace type back for us. Kamani's going to add a really good rare balance of agility and instincts. Watch once again his highlights. When there's a gap in the line, he has a great initial burst to be able to get right through the line to the second level plus. Awesome to watch all around. He's a natural pass catcher. It could be used on screen swing passes. Kind of fits that Austin Eckler type player. Could be added to this team. Lateral agility to sidestep defenders, maintain balance, enhancing his elusiveness. Strong leg drive and contact balance, allowing him power through tackles and gain extra yards. He's got a lot more power and physicality, which is once again a part of the theme of this team. Physical. This guy could get through blocks and shade off players here too. Even to just say, you look at like, say the picture here too, he's eluding a tackle right then and there, getting past this player here too. Love to be able to see that extra effort type player for this team. So he also does have, which is very, very key for a lot of running backs, he does have the ability for pass protection skills. So he does a great job of neutralizing blitzes and such too. So, and can be very much a workhorse back for us too. So I love to be able to see this guy here. High production in college, has the ability to be a running back in the traditional run game and also be a great target in the pass game too. Plus, be able to block. That's really a big thing too. Once again, we want to protect Justin Herbert. Make sure that he is protected at all times. I mean, when you got Joe Alt, Rashawn Slater, at this point, you probably think you have a pretty good middle line also too with Bozeman, Zion, and possibly Jamari Sawyer too. So it's going to be very interesting to be able to see how a lot of these teams are going to be able to find a way to be able to get to Justin Herbert. It's going to be a tough one, guys. But with Kamani, one thing too, he's a limited explosion of lateral cuts. He's kind of more of a straight north-south type guy more than anything. Once again, when there's a gap in the line, there's a hole there for him, he jumps right through that with great burst to be able to get in the second level, possibly the third level at that point too. Does a great job to be able to, you know, get downfield north-south, but he does does exhibit a little stiffness and limited flexibility in sharp directional changes. So he doesn't cut as well. He's kind of really that more north-south type guy. But I do think that he does a great job to be able to have a good solid skill set that's going to translate well to the NFL, basically with a high-level motor all around to be able to chew up yards after contact. He's definitely very, very good in that sense. I was kind of thinking at first when I initially looked at him, I was like, oh, he's a little bit smaller of a back, but he actually does a very, very good job with his size to be able to be a physical back. I mean, once again, high production value, guys. I mean, this guy, once again, he dominated in a championship game with 5 touchdowns. Like, lovely to be able to see that against Appalachian State. And you know what? On top of that, he had 1,661 yards. I think he almost had a total of 2,000 total yards in 2023, production-wise, rushing and catching. So, stud, we got a great one. I mean, 5'8", 215 pounds. He basically has the ability to be able to be an all-around back for this team. I believe his 40 time was also at 4.46. So he's got some speed all around. His vertical is actually 37.52. His 10-yard sprint was at 1.53. So he was at an 83 percentile for running backs all around. So he's got a great initial speed all around. And I'm excited to be able to see what Kamani could really add to this team. I mean, he's probably at this point going to be the third down back for us too. But hey, or actually, I should say third string back for us at this point. But he's going to add some electric ability to this team too. You know, one thing I wanted to point out too is that, you know, with his production and what he's able to do at Troy, I mean, he essentially averaged over about 1,000 yards rushing every single season. Per rush, he was averaging 5.1 yards per rush. That's major, guys. Now, once again, Sun Belt Conference isn't the biggest conference, but at the same side, it is a conference that you're going to be able to have some quality players coming out of there and, you know, high production value like this. I do also want to note, Troy didn't have the best of line too, on top of that, and he still produced heavily behind that line. So once again, you imagine going back to that conversation, Rashawn Slater, you're going to have basically a phenomenal left tackle. You're going to have, you know, Joe Alt on the right tackle. You're going to have Bozeman, who actually produced very highly with the Ravens as a center for his last season before he signed with the Panthers. You know, you're going to have Zion Johnson on there too. You're going to have, you know, Jamari Sawyer. You're going to have a very good line that's going to open up a lot of holes for our running backs and also protect Justin Herbert. So understand, he could have very, very similar production with this team. And I'm very, very excited to be able to have Kamani Vidal added to this team. So once again, guys, exciting times, exciting draft all around. Kamani is a guy that's going to be a great change of pace type guy for us. And he's going to be a running back that's going to add that passing game element too for us too. So think of him like a little bit of an Austin Eckler, but going back to my initial thoughts, think of him like a Ray Rice. He's a very similar build. And I would love to be able to know if Jim Harbaugh, Joe Ortiz kind of thought the same thing, that he was kind of like, hey, this guy looks like a Ray Rice kind of guy. Similar build, similar speed, similar everything, style, very similar. So once again, guys, I want to hear from you. What's your thoughts on the Kamani Vidal pick? I think it's a solid one all around, but love to be able to hear from you in the comments below. So once again, guys, like this video, subscribe to the channel if you've not. We always appreciate the support and love, guys. Once again, James from Bolt Bros. Let's go.
Hey, are you getting ready for a concert or going to a game at SoFi Stadium? This venue is a place to be for unforgettable experiences. Here's how you can make it even better by getting rewarded with a SoFi banking app. SoFi is giving you a chance to score big with 25% cash back on all eligible purchases inside SoFi Stadium. That's right. Think delicious nachos, refreshing drinks to celebrate that touchdown, or to raise your glass to that epic guitar solo. And that awesome shirt you've had your eye on? How about you get an extra 25% off? SoFi offers a full suite of products to help you manage your money and reach your financial goals. Heck, even SoFi checking accounts have interest rates to help your money grow. Using your SoFi account to pay for everything at SoFi Stadium and knowing you're getting 25% cash back on all those delicious treats and awesome merch feels pretty dang good. Open a SoFi account today with a deposit of $50 and using the link in the description below to get a special $25 bonus. That's even more money to spend on all your merch, or just consider your first meal on the house. SoFi, get your money right and get rewarded at the stadium.